This is about as heated as this race has gotten so far. At a candidate forum earlier this month, Democrat Betsy Cafia mentioned that she's been knocking on doors constantly for the last year. And her opponent, Larry Inman, responded with this.
I want to make it clear that I've spent the last 22 years knocking on doors, not 1 year.
Inman's been a Grand Traverse County commissioner for more than 20 years. In that time, he says he's learned how to work well with others who have different views.
It gets right down to everybody taking the time to compromise and get things done and make a decision in a timely fashion so we can demonstrate to the public that we're doing our job.
Inman says he's someone who can help end the gridlock in Lansing, someone who can work towards compromise with Democrats. Inman emerged as a moderate from a crowded primary field in August. He beat six other Republicans, and he's distanced himself from more conservative Republicans in the state with his positions on some key issues. For example, take his plan to pay for road repairs. Inman says he would consider raising the gas tax.
Some of the people have signed these no tax pledges, so, you know, they're frozen on any ability to raise the gas tax. And I think if there's one tax that we need to probably raise, it's going to be the gas tax.
But his opponent in November, Betsy Cafia, wants to change the landscape of Lansing totally, not just its current state of gridlock. She stressed that she's a different kind of candidate with a different focus.
Politics should be about people, everyday people, and we're losing that. We're in a state of crisis with the level of money in politics and how much it is influencing.
Cafia says reducing the amount of money in politics is one of her main goals. She's running for the second time in the district. Cafia ran and lost in 2012 to Wayne Schmidt, who's reached his term limits this time around. But Cafia's sticking to the message that she says inspired her to run 2 years ago, that the state and the country are in political crisis.
We're rapidly approaching a situation where unless you can afford to self-finance and spend more than most people in this area make in a year or more on your campaign, or unless you are beholden to big special interests who can line your coffers with hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's difficult to even be heard.
Larry Inman has put $75,000 from his own pocket into the race and has raised nearly twice as much as Cafia. She's managed to raise more than $60,000 with a fundraising strategy that's probably costing her thousands of dollars. All of Cafia's campaign funds come from donations from individual Michigan residents. That means she's taking nothing from political action committees or even from the state Democratic Party. Cafia even criticized state Democrats earlier this week for putting out an attack ad against her opponent, Larry Inman.
I and my campaign did not authorize nor agree to these ads. In fact, we have committed to running a positive campaign, and we consider negative ads to be part of the problem instead of part of the solution.
Cafia's urged the state Democratic Party to remove the TV ad, but the Democratic Party says it stands by the ad 100%. Cafia had a bit of a head start in the race because Larry Inman was handicapped for a while, literally.
I injured my ankle back in May, and I went to the doctor, and they said I had torn my tendons and ligaments in my right ankle that support my ankle system.
Inman says he initially put off surgery, but in the end, doctors said he had to get it done before November 4th. So he's knocking on doors with a black walking boot on his leg. But that handicap probably won't make a difference for Betsy Cafia in the end. The 104th has been a safe district for Republicans for a while. No Democrat has won the House seat going back at least 20 years. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.